Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every time I read today's gospel story, I think, I can't do that. And I can't. How could I? I have been told and taught from a very young age that I am a sinner and that I can't do that. I have also lived a life that has shown me unequivocally that I am a sinner and I can't do that. Now, even though that's true for me, and even that's true for you, and even though that's true for all of us, we hear this story of Jesus in the wilderness being tempted every year as we begin the Lenten season. We hear how Jesus was led by the Spirit out into the wilderness for 40 days and then tempted. This is Jesus' final preparation for his ministry. After his baptism, he's heading back towards Nazareth and Capernaum, and he's walking in the wilderness, and he's fasting, and he's pondering, and he's praying, and he's meditating. Now, that in and of itself is kind of an impressive thing, but when you add to that story what we hear in the gospel today about the temptations and about how Jesus resists, then it becomes a singular achievement, and I can't do that. Jesus walked back from the Jordan River to Nazareth in the wilderness, and he fasted there 40 days and 40 nights. Now, that should sound familiar. It's the same amount of time that the rains fell in the Noah and flood story. Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights as he got the tablets of stone. Elijah was 40 days in escaping from Queen Jezebel. In more recent history, Martin Luther King Jr. fasted for 40 days. I was part of a 40-hour fast in high school, and that was hard enough. 40 days? I can't do that. But then the bulk of our gospel story today comes at the end of those 40 days when the devil comes to tempt Jesus. At his baptism in the Jordan, as Jesus was coming up out of the water, there was a voice from heaven that proclaimed Jesus as my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And from that moment on, we know that Jesus is the Son of God. So then when the devil comes to tempt Jesus, he begins them all with this phrase, if you are the Son of God, which is the devil trying to define what Son of God will mean. The devil is implying that any good Son of God would do this, whether it's turning stones into bread or jumping from the temple or worshiping something other than God in order to rule the world. The devil is trying to make these things he's tempting Jesus at look acceptable, look easy. He's trying to make them look like it's the thing to do, and Jesus is having none of it. For 40 days, Jesus has been praying and pondering the ministry that he will begin in Nazareth. For 40 days, Jesus has been in communion with the Father and the Spirit as they move together towards our salvation. For 40 days, Jesus has been coming to terms with his status as Son of God, his status as God the Son, his status as Messiah and Savior. And he's been dealing with all the implications of all of that. Jesus knows that it won't be easy for him. It won't be pain-free. There will be struggles and trials, betrayals and denials. But Jesus has taken this time, these 40 days, to face the possibilities so the devil doesn't have a chance. But I can't do that. Now, the good news that I get to share today is that Jesus doesn't expect us to do that. Jesus doesn't expect any of us to be able to do all that he does. But Jesus does encourage us to try. Following Jesus does not imply that we must do all that he has done or we are not part of the group. What we need is to love one another We need to love our neighbors. We need to go into the world with the love of God along with us, and that is enough for us to try, because Jesus is with us. You see, when the devil tempts Jesus, Jesus' response is to fall back on Scripture and on his relationship with God. This way, Jesus is guiding us where we too can find our strength. Our lives of faith spring from the love of God. Our resistance to temptation springs from that same love of God. Scripture is our way of hearing God speaking to us. From Moses to the prophets to the gospel and beyond, God is urging us to love our neighbors as we love our God. We are called to remember the widows and the orphans and to think about the people around us in need, especially the ones whom the world tossed aside. When Jesus is tempted, he falls back on the Word of God as he stands as the living embodiment of the Word of God. And he says no. Now, I cannot imagine how hungry Jesus is after 40 days of fasting. But instead of turning stones into whoppers, Jesus looks to God's word and to his relationship with God, and he finds the strength to say no. Instead of leaping from the pinnacle of the temple, thereby ensuring an audience of people who just love the guy who walks on air, Jesus finds in God's word and in his relationship with God the strength to say no. When given the opportunity to rule the world, and imagine that, this world could so use the love and the care, all the things that Jesus would bring as he ruled the world. And he's tempted. You can do this, Jesus, if only you will worship something other than God. And Jesus again turns to Scripture and into God's presence with him in order to say no. I can't do that. You can't either. At least we can't do that every time or all the time. We're too human. We're too flawed. We're too fallen. Jesus came, though, so that we might be saved from our humanness, saved from our fallenness, saved from our sinfulness. Jesus didn't come so that he could show us that if we were just a little bit better or a little bit stronger, or a little bit more faithful and sincere, then we could do all of this stuff. Jesus came to live the law and the prophets because we cannot. Jesus came in love and concern to care and forgive us all. Jesus came to show us that temptation is not as overwhelming as we would believe, and that with him beside us, with the love of God to guide us, we can try and we can resist. We can love God and love our neighbors. And when we fall, we can repent. We can turn back and we can try again. After this story in the gospel, Jesus goes to Nazareth and begins to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, Jesus has shown us the power of the kingdom in resisting temptations. And then Jesus tells us that we can be part of that kingdom as well. We can be part of God's dream, not as the humans we were before, but as the beloved children of God we are now, touched by the forgiveness, life, and salvation that comes to us from Christ himself. Jesus' ministry is an attempt to show us, through the Word of God and through the presence of God's love all around us, what our lives can look like, even if it's just for brief moments. Our lives are transformed by God's love, by the gifts of fun and table, by the care of our sisters and brothers all around us. And Jesus is encouraging us to live those transformed lives for the sake of the neighbors all around us. We can do that. We can try. We will fail. But with Christ by our side, we have hope. We always have hope. And so as we continue our Lenten journey together, may we learn that even if we can't do all that Jesus does, we can try. We can love. We get to make a difference in the lives of those around us. That I can do, or at least I will try. Amen.